Hello? Jake asked. Someone had picked up, the sound of breath, almost imperceptible, whispered across the line. Petra? This is Jake Edwards. Hello? The person at the other end said nothing, and a chill spilled down Jake's spine. He held the phone away and stared at it, oddly fearful that the person on the other end might see him. Tempted to drop the phone back into the cradle, he held it above the base for several seconds, and then lifted it back to his ear. For 6 seconds, and then 10, 20, he listened to the hushed sound of breath. As he listened, the breath grew deeper, huskier, and then seemed to get caught in a whoosh as if the caller had stepped into a windstorm. Deep in the sound, Jake's name emerged, but not from Petra's mouth. A young girl released the sound, a call somewhere between a sob and a scream.
Jake?
The door to his office banged open, and Jake screamed, flinging the phone across the room where it smacked the wall and landed on the brown carpet. Barbie shrieked and dropped the bundle of pencils she'd been clutching in her hand. Her bosom heaved, and she stared at him, and then at the phone stretching from his desk to the floor across the room.
Jake, what in the world? I just sharpened those pencils. I could have killed us both.
Jake swallowed and crouched, gathering Barbie's pencils before plucking the phone from the floor.
Why did you throw your phone? Did you and Allison have a fight?
Jake shook his head and returned the phone to his desk before handing the pencils back to Barbie.
Those are for you. I figured the ones in here were probably all dull from your endless scribbling.
She smiled and patted his back.
You okay, honey?
Yeah, I'm fine. I got one of those fax machines. That sound. He shuddered. Barbie nodded knowingly.
Like a hot poker to the ear,
she agreed.
I don't understand why people can't dedicate separate numbers to fax machines. It can't be good for the brain to get one of those pitches right into the eardrum.
Jake got in his truck, engine idling. Barbie locked up and walked to her car. He waved goodbye as she drove from the parking lot. Buckling his seatbelt and trying not to look at the clock, 20 to 6 p.m., he shifted into reverse and rolled backwards. Barely thinking, he slammed on the brake and put the truck back in park, punching his seatbelt open and turning off the engine. He trotted back to the office, unlocked the door, and slipped inside. When he dialed Petra's number a second time, a man's breathless voice answered the phone.
Hello?
The man shrilled, and Jake grimaced. Hi, is Petra there?
Oh, God,
the man moaned. Hello? Jake asked. The word was all wrong, but in that moment, sweat had broken out beneath his arms and a balloon of dread had expanded in his chest, eating up the room his lungs needed.
There's blood everywhere,
the man cried.